welcome everybody. Once again, we're Missionary Enterprise, Missionary Aid International. My name is Pierre Roussel. And today, of course, obviously we're live streaming. And of course, we're live streaming on Facebook. And of course, out of this, we're making a YouTube video for our YouTube channel. Also, we put our videos on Twitter and also on LinkedIn. And also, we have a lot of images on those sites. And also, we also now we're on Instagram, called Instagram. What's it called again, David? Instagram.
Instagram video, IGTV.
IGTV. And so we're getting more views there too. And also, we just to let you know, we're into doing some Skype with those who are interested in some of our teaching. And of course, we can be reached on Messenger, WhatsApp. So these are all things that we're into for the social media. So today we're under the heading, of course, our playlist under Operation Outreach once again. Today we are with and we're not with our brothers and sisters in Busia, Kenya, Africa, with Jesus Reigns Forever Ministries. I guess the power went out over there and they were not able to restore the power in time, and we're on a deadline in making videos, catching up on our videos so that we can get really working on our website, the videos for the website. So I have some videos I still want to do in general, so with certain general teachings before we get into the bigger videos, the bigger teachings for the website, which is all going to be live streamed also. So today is Friday, May 24th, 2019. We're here in Oshawa, Canada, Oshawa, Ontario, Canada. And the key topic today is on angels, God's angels, God's holy angels. So this is really interesting. And also, it's something that you don't hear a lot about in the church overall. But we should hear a whole lot more about it, because of what we're going to learn a little bit about today. This is going to be a very short teaching. And so for my introduction today, number A, the first introduction is here. I said here, there are all kinds of references to angels in the whole Bible, not just the New Testament, but the Old Testament alike, regarding God's angels, as well as the fallen angels. And yet in this teaching, specific teaching today, we will only be looking at specific verses regarding God's angels in the context of God's children, so that we can partake more of their assistance. Whose assistance? The assistance of angels in our lives and in our ministries, etc. So number B here under introduction, we're still in the introduction here. Out of sheer ignorance, the overall church, the body of Christ, has not only misunderstood, but has also neglected this great vital reality that belongs to each and one of us who are born of God. Number C, under introduction, still an introduction. Once you've understood the vital role of angels in the life of the believer and of the local church, we will then see a greater operation of these angels in order to help us out in accomplishing our personal as well as our corporate mandates and callings upon this earth. Very important here. Very important. So let's move on here. We're going to start in with the Old Testament. References in the Old Testament starting, I only got two references here, is first of all, we've got 2 Kings. Out of 2 Kings, 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 17, it says here, the Amplified says here, then Elisha prayed, Lord, I pray you open his eyes that he may see, the one who's with Elisha, his servant. And the Lord opened the young man's eyes and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. So my comment is here, is we're going to look at this coming up here, is Matthew 26, 53 and Luke 2, 13, okay? So let's move on here to the Psalms, starting with Psalms 103, 20, just with Psalms 103, 20. First of all, the New King James has here, bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word or perform his word, heeding the voice of his word. So my comment is this, is the Lord told me years ago that my faith or my voice puts him to work, since faith has a voice. So this verse is key. This Old Testament verse is key to regarding this operation in putting God's angels to work, because one of the ways that God performs His Word is not only by His Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the performer of His Word, but also, according to this verse here, God's angels are performers of His voice, of His Word, when we give voice to His Word, okay? So let's read again Psalm 103. Now this is Psalm 103, 21, the next very verse in the same chapter. Now this is out of the Amplified, not the New King James. Bless, affectionately, grateful, praise the Lord, all you His hosts, you His ministers, who do His pleasure. Now He's talking about His angels, the same context here, going back to verse 20. So those who do His pleasure or His will, the same word. Comment is this: God's angels only do God's will. And so should we as His sons, according to what? What does this say in John 5:30? These are verses, this verse, we've looked at it many times. John 5:30, the Amplified here. I love the Amplified here. It's long, but it's really more accurate according to the Greek. It says, Jesus said this: I am able to do nothing from myself, independently of my own accord, but only as I'm taught by God and as I get His orders. Even as I hear, I judge, I decide, and as I am bidden to decide, as the voice comes to me, so I give a decision, and my judgment is right, just, and righteous, because I do not seek nor consult my own will. I have no desire to do what is pleasing to myself, my own aim, my own purpose, but only the will and pleasure of the Father who sent me. And I remember when the Lord gave me this quite a few years ago, and He told me one day, I want you to live out of these verses. And He gave me that word in context with the judgment seat of Christ, because I'm going to have to do with Him on that day, right? I'm going to give an account to Him and nobody else. So that's why I'm saying, that's why He told me, live out of these verses, because on that day, you're going to give an account to me. So give an account of what? What He told me to do. All right? So I can't be going around doing my own thing, saying God told me to do it, when He never told me to do it. All right? So let's move on here to the New Testament. New Testament references. We've got a few here. Like I said, this is a short teaching, but it's full of insight. It's full of insight and full of revelation. That's going to help you greatly to walk in harmony and union with what the Lord has for you regarding His angels. So Matthew here, let's start with Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew. The first reference here is Matthew chapter 1, verse 20 and 24. Let's start with verse 20. It says here, but as he was thinking this over, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, descendant of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is out of the Holy Spirit. All right? So here we have an operational Holy Spirit who spoke to Joseph in a dream. He appeared to him in a dream. In a dream, not physically, but in a dream. Okay? But he spoke to him. Verse 24, then Joseph, being aroused from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him. Wow, had commanded him. The angel had commanded Joseph to do something. He took her to his side as his wife. So the angel relayed to Joseph what the angel got from God. Because angels, they only hearken to the voice of His word, right? So that means the angel first heard from God, and then he transmitted that to Joseph. And that's how angels operate today. They don't speak out of their own authority. They speak out of only what they heard from God, your Father. All right? So my comment is here concerning Matthew. Okay, then let's move on to Matthew 26, chapter 26, verse 53, Amplified. Do you suppose, Jesus is saying this here, do you suppose that I cannot appeal to my Father and He will immediately provide me with more than 12 legions, more than 8,000 of angels? Imagine that, okay? He had that kind of access to that kind of power. So this here, my comment is here, is going back to what we just read in Kings 6:17, right? What we read about Elisha. Yeah, 2 Kings 6:17. But also, we're going to, another verse here that we're going to be looking at shortly, which is found in Luke 2:13, all right? So before we go to Luke 2:13, let's move on to Matthew. We're still in Matthew chapter 28, verse 2 and 3. It says here, verse 2 says, "And behold, there's a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled the boulder back and sat upon it." So this is not saying, now people misread that saying, well, every time there's an earthquake, it means an angel came down from heaven. No. But there is a possibility that when an angel appears, there could be an earthquake. But it's not going to be a kind of earthquake that goes around destroying people, because God is not the one who sends around earthquakes destroying cities. Because destroying cities, it kills people. And most of those people that are getting killed, they're not born again and they go to hell. So it's not God's will, right? So even though a lot of people teach on this stuff, what it's wrong. Well, verse 3, in the same chapter, it says here, the angel's appearance was like lightning. Wow, that gives you great insight into God's angels. They were like lightning, and his garment was white as snow. All right? So let's move on here to the Gospel of Luke. Gospel of Luke, starting with Luke chapter 2, verse 13, amplified again. "Then suddenly there appeared with the angel," not only did an angel appear, but with the angel appeared "an army of the troops of heaven." Wow. "A heavenly knighthood," the amplified here says, "praising God and saying." That's powerful, very powerful. Especially in light that we have angels working on our behalf, which we're going to be looking at here also. So my comment is this, going back to what we just read in Matthew 26:53, right? But also back to 2 Kings 6:17 concerning an army, a legion of angels, okay? I believe in the Old Testament, the word hosts, maybe it's used in the New Testament too, but the word hosts, if you look it up, it has to do with the word army, okay, concerning God's angels. So let's move on here to Luke, still in Luke here, Luke 22:43, chapter 22, verse 43, amplified, says here, "And there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him in spirit." So here we see an angel strengthening Jesus. So if angels are able to strengthen Jesus, they're able to strengthen us. But everything is operated, we receive everything by faith, right? That's why we need to renew our minds to what the Word says about angels. And this is what this study is all about. So let's move on to the book of Acts. The book of Acts, which is right after the Gospel of John. Let's get into chapter 5. Chapter 5. Verse 19 and 20. Let's start with verse 19 here. It says, "But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and leading them out said." So my comment is here, perfect example of supernatural help. Perfect example. First of all, we have, they opened up prison doors. Number one. Number two, they led them out. Number three, they said. Okay, very important here. Verse 20, still in Acts 5, verse 20 says, "Go, take your stand." Angels are saying this. Angels said that. "Go, stand, take your stand in the temple courts and declare to the people the whole doctrine concerning this life." What life? The eternal life which Christ revealed. My comment is this. The church can learn something from this regarding the whole doctrine concerning this life. That's powerful. Which is the newness of life in Christ, which is talking about, even if you go back to, go forward to Romans 6:4, which we're not going to read right now. Maybe I should have read it, but we're not going to read it. Romans 6:4, all right? So let's move on. We're still in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 10, verse 3. "About the ninth hour, about 3 p.m., of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God entering and saying to him, Cornelius." Okay, so here we see an angel. Okay, clearly seen in a vision again. Last time Joseph was in a dream, this time it's in a vision. An angel of God entering and saying. All right, very interesting operations of the angels of God. So we're still in the book of Acts here. Acts 10, again, Acts 10, verse 22. It says here, King James here. Now I'm switching over to the King James. And they said, who said? The angels. Cornelius, a centurion, a just man, and one that feareth God, and out of good report among all the nations of the Jews, was warned from God by a holy angel. Sorry, so it wasn't the angels who said that, but was warned from God by a holy angel, okay, to send for thee into his house and to hear words of thee. So they were warned. So angels will be sent to warn us, okay, to warn us. So my comment is this: God will send an angel in order to warn you as well as to protect you, okay? So this is a very, very short teaching today on angels, but it's a good foundation. It's a good place to start with all these references so you can further your own study concerning what the Word of God has to say about angels and their place in our lives today. Acts chapter 12, verse 8. We have amplified, and the angel said to him, tighten your belt and bind on your sandals. And he did so. This is probably Paul. And he said to him, wrap your outer garment around you and follow me. See? So God will send angels at time for us to follow them. Okay? Now ultimately, we're followers of Jesus. Ultimately, we're following the Holy Spirit. But let me tell you something right now. Anything that the angels would ask you to follow him for, it would be the very same thing that the Holy Spirit. Angels and the Holy Spirit, they work together. Because the Holy Spirit is God, right? Angels are not God. They're created by God. But still, they're not created by God. They're not created in God's image. Only man is created in God's image. And we lost the image, of course. But angels will only lead you in the same way that the Holy Spirit would lead you. So if an angel is leading you, it's the same thing as the Holy Spirit leading you in many ways, okay? So let's move on here. So let's look at it here. Acts 27, verse 23 to 24. Verse 23. For this very night there stood by my side an angel. Paul is saying this. Of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve and worship. Verse 24. And he said, do not be frightened. Who said that? The angel said that to Paul. Do not be frightened. Paul had the Holy Spirit. Paul was born again, but God chose angels to send to him and to speak to him. Do not be frightened, Paul. It is necessary for you to stand before Caesar. And behold, God has given you all those who are sailing with you. In other words, they're not going to perish, okay, because they're in the middle of a storm. All right? So let's move on here to the Epistle of Hebrews. Here's one of my favorite verses concerning angels. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, amplified. Are not the angels all ministering spirits, servants sent out in the service of God for the assistance of those who are to inherit salvation? My comment is this. This may very well be the most important, significant reference in the New Testament regarding this vital role of God's angels in the life of his children and his church, the body of Christ. Still in Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 2, amplified. Do not forget or neglect or refuse to extend hospitality to strangers in the brotherhood, being friendly, cordial, and gracious, sharing the comforts of your home and doing your part generously, for through it some have entertained angels without knowing it. This has always intrigued me, okay? So, last verse here, last verse of this short teaching here, we're in the Revelation. The book of Revelation, right at the end of the New Testament. Revelation chapter 2, verse 1, amplified once again, to the angel, the messenger of the assembly in Ephesus. Now, there's more references in Revelation concerning angels to different churches. I just chose one here, and this one happens to be the one to Ephesus, right? These are the words of him who holds the seven stars, which are the messengers of the seven churches, in his right hand, who goes about among the seven golden lampstands, which are the seven churches. So I just want to add this right now. I didn't write this, but it came to me. So I remember when the Lord began to teach me about angels, I had been listening to a tape the night before. My parents were gone. They were out of the house for the weekend. This was a Sunday morning, And I was listening to a tape by Gary Carpenter, and he was talking about angels. And the tape was not even about angels. It was about other things, but he had mentioned angels. And then the morning when I got up, I went to sit in the living room on the couch, and the Lord just brought that back to me, and God began to supernaturally teach me about angels. And during that time of him teaching that, I just, probably for the first time, if I remember, if my recollection works well for me, at that time, I remember, I could sense, I didn't see him, but I knew that there were angels in the room. So I know that I have angels with me all the time because of that teaching now. I've never seen an angel yet, but all I know is if we walk by faith, it's not important that we see angels or not see them. The important thing is that we put them to work. So I want to thank you for your time once again. I want to thank you for everybody who's kind of following us right now at this time. We've got more things to do. There's also a lot of room for improvement, but we're doing our best with what we've got right now. I know that we're on track with what the Lord has us doing right now, and there's a whole lot more to come, and especially when we're going to start traveling again and different things like that, working with different churches, Bible schools, and the possibility of planting churches. Planning new Bible schools and different things like that. So we're really excited about it. At the same time, we know that the enemy is not going to just sit around letting us rolling out the red carpet. That's okay. That's why we're doing what we're doing with the fasting and all these different things, so that we can have the victory over these tactics of the enemy when he hits. So thank you for your time once again, and shalom, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.